gentlemen, here's Johnny.
He is here in a minute. I just want to be, it's had this pointed out to me, and rightfully so, there's two debutants playing for the Fremantle Footy Club that I failed to mention. Brandon Walker is an 18-year-old from East Frio, and Joel Weston, an 18-year-old from Claremont. So they debut for the Dockers as well. So they're big ins. Oh, it's a big week. It's been one of the biggest weeks in footy of the year. Who else to better give us his perspective than Johnny from Epping, a great friend of ours and a great friend of the program. Morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning, boys. Good morning. How you going?
We're going well. It was a pretty busy week, wasn't it?
Oh, I reckon. So then again.
Yeah. Jeez. I don't know where to start. What were your initial thoughts when you heard that Nathan Buckley was stepping down had been told to step down, however way you want to say it?
Oh, I reckon he's been told, but yeah, I can see this coming for a while.
Did you?
Because the Collingwood, all the problem they had on the club, and plus all these years, and he coached the team with a big team like Collingwood. You know, the supporters and the club, the members, they couldn't afford it to not have a premiership. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that some change has to come, and I knew what's going to come soon, which it did. But it happened for the good of the club anyway.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time, isn't it?
I reckon if you can't get the premiership in 10 years, you know, it's a better time to say yourself, I've done enough, I've done my best, I tried, it didn't work, it's a better time, and now someone else is going to take over. And that, I reckon the way he went about it, he'd done a good job.
Oh, he was
Johnny,
full of class.
Yeah, he was. You were a concreter back in the day, but after about 10 years of concreting, you would have been just hitting your straps, wouldn't you?
to tell you the truth, I never been a concrete. I was an inspector to check the concrete.
How can you be an inspector if you've never been a concreter?
Because I was working Rodrigo Scratching for over 10 years, and I knew exactly what goes on.
Okay, all right. Now,
you don't have to lay it to know it's any good, Tim.
When I was going to check the jobs, I didn't even have to get out of the car to have a look if that's prepared properly.
You can tell from 5 miles.
How could you tell? How could you tell from the car?
Oh, if you've got a lot of experience, you can, yes.
Experience.
Oh, right. You had a pair of binoculars, did you?
No, I didn't have to have a binocular eyes. I knew exactly what I was doing.
Okay, well, there's a couple of dodgy blokes out there using the wrong grade of Rio, weren't there?
All right. Yeah, instead of to use F72, they use F80. You know, just to save $50. Yeah, yeah. But
they couldn't get it past you though.
No, they couldn't. No, because before they put the concrete, I have to check.
Yeah, that's right, from the car.
Hey, Johnny, who's going to
from the car sometimes?
Only sometimes. Who's going to replace Nathan Buckley? Do you think?
Well, I presume that's my opinion.
Yep.
I would give a go to Mark William for 3 years,
yep,
and Scott Penelbury to be assistant coach for 3 years. Ooh. And then pass it on to Penelbury. Because I'm telling you why, if Penelbury take over after 3 years, all these old players that have been playing with him for so many years, they're all gone.
Right.
And he's going to have a new young team again. So he's going to have a Collingwood team to play the way he wants to play.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
What do you like about him, though? Why do you think that he's going to be suited to coaching Scotty Penelbury?
Oh, he's such a genuine bloke. You know what I mean? He's not arrogant fella.
Yes.
You know, I reckon he can communicate with the players. And the same as Mark William. You have to look for people when they know how to talk to the people and know how to talk to players.
Yep.
To put it through their head, the wrong things or the bad things, the good things, you know what I mean? And I can see the same as their coach from Brisbane Lion.
Yep.
Yeah, Chris Fagan.
He's a very nice person, and that's why the players, they play for him now, because it's not like the old days, 40, 50 years ago, when you get a player, you get on the shirt and smash him against the wall and say, what you've done today, I wasn't very happy. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. Now, Gary and I had
Did you say Penelbury moved like a snail, though, one day?
that's got nothing to do with the, with the coach position.
Nah, good
that's
point.
Right.
Very good
he's
point.
Running like a snail.
Don't bring that up, Gary. It's got nothing to do with his coaching ability. Now, Gary and I don't know whether you were listening the other day, Johnny, but we had a very, very animated and heated argument. I think the game and the quarter length or the length of the quarters should remain as it is right now. Gary wants them right back. He wants them a lot shorter. Where do you stand on this?
Listen, I watched on the couch last Monday night and Jared Healy, he make my blood boil. telling you why. I'm telling you why, Gary.
Yes.
I watched an old replay about 40, 50 years ago.
Yep.
They were playing 4 inches of mud. Yep. Now the players, they're playing the ground. It's like a billiard type.
Yes,
and you still complaining so you want to have a short quarters? You've got to be joking.
Good point.
Good point.
I'm going to tell him that too. Good point, Johnny.
No, you were arguing exactly the same thing as Jared Healy.
No, I've changed.
Yes,
well,
you've swung
with John.
And Benny McKay, we've got to keep moving. Benny McKay, he's re-signed. Robbie Tarrant's back in the side. Wayne Carey has written a very interesting article this morning about how North Melbourne should make Ben McKay's brother,
Harry,
a Godfather-type offer, Johnny, and get into the Kangaroos. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't mind to if they could get him, but I don't want him to overpay him and finish up like a Pollock. Oh, you know, I wanted to get a player and to pay the right price. Not because they don't want to go to North because it's a small club and they take advantage and say they put up another $200,000 extra, otherwise I'm going to go to a top club.
Good point. But he is leading the Coleman medal, so he's a bit different to Jared Pollock, who was, with all due respect, was a halfback flanker or a winger. So it's a big key player you could get.
Yeah, but you're going to pay a lot of money as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You have to pay a lot of money. My word, you will.
And can I get another point with you, Gary?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Last week you asked me if I want to bring Brown back.
Yes.
And you're going to get Simpkin.
Yep.
I'll give you another offer. Yep. I'll give you Simpkin and a light pick for Pickett. What do you reckon about that?
You're giving me Simpkin.
And a light pick.
And a light pick.
Yep. For Pickett.
For Pickett.
Stick it, Pickett. No chance, Johnny boy. We're keeping
Pickett. So I stumped you there, Al.
You did stump me. Righto. I'm going to come back next week with another offer for you, okay?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny, just quickly, what did you have for dinner last night? What was on the table from Arissa last night?
Yeah,
I had a roast chicken, potatoes, carrot, and pumpkin.
Oh, the tummy must be better. Your tummy settled down?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, not bad.
Good man. Hey, it's a joy. We love having a chat with you every Friday. Thanks for taking our call, and be safe with this wild weather around. Be safe, okay?
Thank you. Look after yourself.
On you, Johnny.
There's Johnny from Epping. Well, he just makes me smile.
So good. He didn't even have to inspect the concrete. Just could sit in the car and he could know exactly whether or not the job had been done properly.
I can see that. I think
that's experience for you.
He took great exception to you, thinking that he had to be a concreter to be able to check on the concrete, Tim.
How stupid of me.
You idiot.